Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Eternal Tango, and we're playing in Budapest for the first time, obviously, and we're a band from Luxembourg, tiny country in Europe, very tiny, and yeah, we're very happy to be here. It's the first time I'm here with the band and the first time private. It's like the farthest away I'm from home ever, so. It's our last show from this tour, so let's make party tonight.
And it would be nice to have you a little closer, if that's okay. Don't be scared, we don't bite. I need to see you, smell you, and almost touch you. Nice.
Yeah.
see your fists. There you go. Now open them up.
We're probably playing two songs from old songs, but the rest is only the album right now, because we really, it's like our first time in Budapest, so we want to present our new album.
Let me see your hands. Control.
I'm Portuguese. I live in Luxembourg, but I'm Portuguese, so I'm very, very far away. You know, like Budapest, Portugal is like, whoa. So yeah, I'm from Portugal, but I live in Luxembourg. Really from the south, yeah. It's like, it's next to the France. So I have friends who live in France, and they're like 5 minutes away from me. So it's like directly on the border. And the original country, the official language in Luxembourg is French. But there's a language, there's Luxembourgish, it's a real language. Not everybody speaks it, but like everything official is French. But everybody speaks German and everybody speaks English in Luxembourg. So if you're born in Luxembourg, you speak at least 4 languages.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time, and I feel alive.
Well, there's Tom, he's a bass player, but he has Italian origins too. I think they all have Italian origins. And there's Pitt on the drums, Pitt Romerza, it already sounds Italian. And we got David Schmidt on the guitar, and Joey Kerner on the guitar too. It just came a step where I decided, okay, let's make it my life, not just a big part, just a life. And the thing is, we're all like musicians, we knew each other from school and stuff. And at some point, I had a band with the like Eternal Tango started with Pitt, Joey, and Pitt, Joey, and Dave, like two guitar players and drums. And then I came to the band, like, it was in 2002. And me and Tom, we joined the band in 2006. And we knew each other because Tom had recorded Eternal Tango at the time, and I was playing with the bassist of Eternal Tango in another band. So we all knew each other because Luxembourg is very small. And we were just like the only five guys who were really motivated to do music, to get to other countries, to play everywhere we could. And we came together like it had to happen.
Dave? The lyrics are, oh no. I'll just sing it for you and then you guys sing back. Yep, here we go. So everybody is. Oh no! Easy. Guys, your turn. You can do better than that. Here we go. Okay, I see a lot of girls singing and not enough boys. Well, I don't know. You guys all got balls, but you don't seem to use them very much. So these guys are going to show you how men with balls sing this. Guys, the stage is yours. Oh, no! There you go. Let me hear balls. You see? Again. And one very
Oh, no. To be for my, oh, no. To be for my, oh, no.
It's crazy name for a rock band, but we actually do rock and roll music. But I'm not very good at giving names because I don't know. It's my music. I cannot describe it. I would say, come see us live. It's party rock. Personally, I started listening to hip-hop because I played basketball, so we just got with it. And then I think my first band I really loved was Pantera. Was, yeah, long time ago. But I think everybody of us has like different musical cultures and backgrounds. Like our idols are people who manage to have a good career. That's our goal, you know, to be long and to play as much as we can and to do the best. Yes, you've got it all. Obviously, father and child's in the pride. You still feel like a fiasco. You always are best for someone. Best for someone. Rock and roll. Yeah. The thing is, we are a very democratic band because we have like five different strong personalities. So what we do is we all come together and we write songs together. And we don't stop until everybody's happy with it. So it takes a lot of time to write songs, but everybody has to be 100% behind the song or else it doesn't work. In the first album, where I wasn't in there, there was like all different mentality of the band, but since I'm there with Tom, the first round at the Sea Cafe was like a party album. It was just about doing party. Then the album we have now, Welcome to the Golden City, is a conceptual album. It's a concept album. It's an album that talks about a golden city, like an imaginary city, and everything that happens in that city. So the last album is more like focused. The lyrics are more focused on the main theme. It's the city we created. And they have like the headmaster, and that's Ronnie Roy Johnson, and that's the god, Buddha, whatever identity in that thing, and he controls the mind of people, and he's a good and a bad guy. You have to decide for yourself. And there's an academy where students go there, and students go to that academy, and they get in touch with Ronnie Roy and with the city, and everything happens inside that city, inside the Golden City. Yeah.
Yes, this is a campaign, slipping in towels in a cargo bag. The new dress is a vastness, hollow vacuum, thick the oxygen vents. They hibernate, but they haven't kissed the ground, bottom, kiss the asphalt now. Since this amputation, should I laryngeal, should I have access now? Yeah.
I'm not lying. It's difficult. It's really, really difficult because we just decided to do everything on our own. So we have our own label, and we organize our own stuff. We are responsible for everything we do, like the graphics, the lyrics, the band, the T-shirts. It's all everything. We do everything in the band because that's like the I think it's the better way right now for us at that time to do it. But It's a very difficult time for bands because of the downloads of like labels don't have money, nobody has money in the business, and it's getting more and more difficult to play, and tickets are getting more expensive and stuff because labels don't get money from CDs and stuff. So it's a very fucked up time to try and make a break in the music business.
Hello, my name is John Sinis, I am the master of the couch. Hello, my name is John Sinis.
There's like three main clubs in Luxembourg. There's Atelier, Kulturfabrik, and Rockal, and that's like the three main things where all the bands play. But we have in Luxembourg a coffee culture. You know, it's like people go to pubs, and that's where they play. When little bands start, they start touring in pubs and stuff. But the thing is, Luxembourg is so tiny. if you get to play two shows in 1 month, then that's okay. You know, you have to go away. If you want to play, you have to leave Luxembourg. It just switches so much. Like, sometimes you play in front of kiddies from 14 years old until 18 years old, and sometimes, like 2 days ago, we played in Austria, and there was 20 until 50. It's just always, we don't have like a certain like age of people who come to our shows. It's like, it's bright.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Personally, I see myself in 5 years sitting here and having another interview with you, like, yeah. Doing the same thing would be great. We'll be right back. Give it a tone.
Yeah. minden illatot ismert.
És amikor kinyitották, kiszabadult egy parfüm.
Csak lekaparni a zsírt.
Te bolond vagy!
Mondtam, hogy nyugodj meg. Mindent elrontasz. Aki fél, büdös lesz. Tönkre teszi az illatot.
Na, ebből elég.
A tökéletes parfümre vágyott. És rájött, hogyan készítheti el. Parfüm. Egy gyilkos története. Tom Tykwer filmjét, Patrick Süskind világhírű regényéből ma 22 órakor tekinthetik meg a Dunán.
2006.
Nagy hiba volt, kopó!
Vagy 1973.
A nevem Sam Tyler. Balesetért, és 1973-ban értem magamhoz. Megőrültem, kómába estem.
Hol van az igazi élete?
Bármi is történt, mintha egy idegen bolygóra érkeztem volna.
Véget érhet a rémálom? Élet a Marson. Hétfőn 22 óra 35 perckor. A Dunán.
Mikor 100 000 katonával betört Indiába?
Megnyert minden háborút.
Elszabadítom a népeket.
Leigázta a világot.
Még egy nap ragyog az égen. Ázsiának egy királya lesz.
A legnagyobb csatát a szívében kellett megvívnia.
Őt? Szeretett?
Colin Farrell, Angelina Jolie, Val Kilmer, Sir Anthony Hopkins, Nagy Sándor, a hódító, Oliver Stone filmjét szerdán 21 órakor tekinthetik meg a Dunán. Mi alatt távol volt?
Igaz, hogy elvesztetted a háborút, egyefene. Annál inkább örülnek otthon, hogy mégis megvagy.
Minden megváltozott.
Anna meghalt. Mi keresni valója van itt már az én fiamnak?
Megpróbált új életet kezdeni.
Olyan asszony kapsz, ide hallgass, életed végéig állsz.
De a boldogság...
Megszenvedtünk mi érte?
Tűnékeny ábránt csupán.
Gyógyítani kell a szíveket!
100 éve született Görbe János. Ház a sziklák alatt. Csütörtökön 21 órakor a Dunán.